had to know the role that Frazier was going to have on this team. He addresses his versatility, and J.J. Piccolo also on the versatility of Adam Frazier and how, for as solid of a career as he's had as a second baseman, Massey's still our guy. Frazier's going to get in where he fits in. Here's what Frazier had to say about being a leader last year in Baltimore, and boy, you know he's going to be a leader this year in Kansas City.
Yeah, dealt with it a lot last year, and it was a lot of fun for me, just helping those guys break into the big leagues, get their feet wet, be comfortable, be able to contribute on a nightly basis. There's a learning curve when you first come up, so to try to make that transition as smooth as possible is kind of my job, or one of my jobs. So it's, help those guys grow, make them comfortable, whether it's on the field or off the field, just in any way possible. So our ultimate goal at the end of the night is win a game. So that's what we're trying to do. That's what I'm trying to do, try to help those guys contribute in that, in any way possible to accomplish that goal. So looking forward to that. It's, it's something I enjoy. So I think we're going to have a lot of fun together.
I was hoping you could describe the pride that you take in your versatility and also speak to the difficulty of being consistent while you're bouncing all around the field.
Yeah, it's definitely tough. I think communication's key there. If you can have a day or two, to get work in a new spot or a spot you're not in every day, I think that makes the job a lot easier. But the versatility piece, it adds so much value to a team to, be able to have the right matchup in different spots of the lineup when not just myself, but multiple guys can bounce around the field and have that versatility. So it just puts the team in a more advantageous position when guys are able to do that.
And then, JJ, I was hoping you could speak to the importance of making sure, as you mentioned, that Adam's on board bouncing around if needed.
Yeah, I think that's just being fair to a guy who's earned the right to free agency. You don't ever want to mislead somebody with what our current situation is. Now, a lot of things can happen during the course of the season. I mean, it does come down. Guys got to produce. But with Adam's history, we feel like he can protect us, so to speak, in a lot of ways. But really, that's just the way we need to operate. It wouldn't be fair to him to not represent what the situation is like, what we think about our own players right now, and let him make the decision if this is the right place for him to be. So, I think Q and I both were on the same page with that, and we agreed that's the best way to go about it. And I know that throughout the course of the season, Q does a great job along with Hoob and the rest of the staff in communicating with players. Because when you do mix and match a little bit, and Adam talked about his experience last year, communication is a big part of it, and to get somebody on as a free agent, you got to start with good communication. That's what it really was.